You talk a little bit about gemtuzumab and its role in AML.
So gemtuzumab is an interesting story because, as you recall, you know, first of all, just a reminder that this is one of these ADCs, antibody drug conjugates. So it's a CD33 monoclonal antibody attached to a toxin called calicheamycin. And it was approved in early 2000-something. And interestingly enough, the approval was for patients with AML, older patients with AML, in first salvage. And it was approved for older patients because the study was done on those patients because it was felt to be a safe drug, etc. And it is, but the dose that was approved back in those days was 9 mg/m² on day one, then on day 14, and then you could start the next cycle as early as day 21. So patients could have received 3 doses of 9 mg/m² over a course of 4 weeks. So in 2010, you know, after the approval, we realized that the drug could cause veno-occlusive disease. That was issue number one. Issue number two is that the drug had received an accelerated approval, meaning that there was the commitment to do a randomized trial that would confirm the efficacy of the drug. That randomized trial was a SWOG study that was done in frontline setting in combination with chemotherapy with 3+7. And that study was stopped because there was increased mortality with gemtuzumab. Because of that, the drug was taken out of the market in 2010 and stayed out of the market since then. But during this time, there continued to be studies in different parts of the world, randomized studies, combining it with chemotherapy, different chemotherapies, different doses, different schedules of the gemtuzumab. And one of the studies was a study in France called the Alpha study. And this was a randomization of newly diagnosed patients receiving therapy with 3+7 alone or in combination with gemtuzumab. These investigators had conducted a single agent study looking at an alternative schedule of 3 mg/m² on days 1, 4, and 7. So instead of 9 mg/m² on days 1 and 14 and possibly repeat on day 21 or 28, this was 3 mg and condensed at the beginning. And they found that it was much better tolerated, less VOD, etc. So that was the schedule that was included in this alpha study with chemotherapy. And the results of that study were positive with an improved event-free survival, a nice trend in overall survival, not statistically significant. It was a small study, but the curves remained separated, higher response rate, etc. So then there were these other randomized studies, 6 in total, and all of them except the SWOG had at least a trend in favor of the gemtuzumab combinations. And there was a meta-analysis that put all of these patients together and analyzed them, the individual patient data, not just the data from these reports from the study, and confirmed that there was a benefit for gemtuzumab. So that was presented to the FDA, the alpha study, the meta-analysis. The meta-analysis, by the way, included the SWOG study, and that led to the approval of the drug. But the approval of the drug was in combination with chemotherapy at these doses of 3 mg/m² days 1, 3, and 7. And I think that it is a good thing that we have the drug. I think the drug is effective. We need it to work on the safety. With that, there's far less VOD and liver toxicity and all of that. And there's a little bit more myelosuppression, no question. So again, you're doing a more intensive regimen. But overall, there is a tendency for overall survival benefits, which the meta-analysis confirmed. So this is a drug that we had continued using in a couple of clinical trials, but now I'm using it a lot more because it's available and can be prescribed.